the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. England, Scotland and Wales, Great Britain, together with Northern Ireland, form the country officially known as the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. It is also simply called the United Kingdom. Its area is of about 244,755 square miles. The island of Great Britain can be divided into two main regions, Lowland Britain and Highland Britain. Lowland Britain covers infertile rocks of the Midland, Southern and Eastern England. Highland Britain comprises Scotland, Wales, the Pennines and the Lake District, and consists mainly of very old rocky mountains and hilly regions. The smaller islands include the Isle of Wight, the Isles of Scilly, the Isle of Man, Anglesey, the Hebrides, the Orkneys, the Shetlands and the Channel Islands. On the north and the east sides, the islands are bordered by the North Sea, and the west is bordered by the Irish Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. To the south is the English Channel, which separates England from France. The highest peak, Ben Nevis, 1,343 metres, is a part of the Scottish Highlands, the highest mountains in the British Isles. The highest mountain in Wales is Snowdon, 1,085 metres. Scotland is also noted for its lochs, lakes. Much of the west coast of the country is intersected by sea lochs, the longest of which, Loch Fyne, penetrates more than 40 miles inland. Notable freshwater lochs include Loch Ness, which is located in the north of Scotland. Loch Ness is one of a series of interlinked lochs which run along the Great Glen. The biggest lake in the British Isles is Loch Neagh in Northern Ireland. There are 50 miles of cruising waters on Loch Erne. One of the best-kept secrets in Great Britain are the Welsh beaches. The south coast is sometimes called the Welsh Riviera, especially around the romantic little town of Tenby in Pembroke Coast National Park. Important ports in Great Britain are situated on not very long British rivers. London is on the Thames and Liverpool is on the Mersey. The rivers of Clyde, Forth and Tay open into significant estuaries and support three of the major cities of Scotland, Glasgow, Edinburgh and Dundee. Weather. The climate in the UK is mild but always unpredictable and is largely determined by that of the eastern Atlantic. During the winter months, though, easterly winds may bring cold, dry weather. The winter can be snowy in the north. The weather forecast is not helpful very much, as it will say there will be some rain, a bit of a sunny spell and a few clouds. For tourists, the summer is the best season with longer daylight and generally fine weather, not too hot for travelling, 23 to 25 degrees Celsius. March, April, May and June are considered to be the driest months of the year. Counties. The United Kingdom is divided into areas called counties. There are 46 of them in England, 8 in Wales, and 6 counties are to be found in Northern Ireland. The United Kingdom does not include the Isle of Man, which lies between Great Britain and the island of Ireland, and the Channel Islands. These are direct dependencies of the British Crown, maintaining their own legislative, monetary, and taxation systems. Each have their own parliament and a governor, appointed by the Crown. The capitals. London is the capital of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and the largest city in the British Commonwealth. Today, it covers more than 620 square miles. London offers a wealth of interest, from historic buildings, museums and galleries, to ceremonies, parks, restaurants and shops. London has a population of about 7 million. It is known as the Green Capital, because it has many large parks and open spaces. Another interesting part of London is the city, where many of England's banks and money exchanges have their offices. Also, the other countries of the United Kingdom have their own capitals. Wales, Cardiff, Scotland, Edinburgh, and Northern Ireland, Belfast. Brief History. In AD 43, an army of 50,000, led by Aulus Plautius, stepped ashore and established Britain as a province of the Roman Empire. At that time, the country was for the invaders a dark, forbidden, unknown land, a place far away. Over the next 350 or so years, the colonists set about making Britain as much like Rome as possible. The Romans changed the culture and the landscape of Britain forever. They built fortresses and towns, roads, bridges, aqueducts, amphitheatres, temples and public baths. The Romans also introduced new crafts, such as improved woodworking techniques, plastering and mosaics. One of the most important kings was William the Conqueror, Duke of Normandy, reigned 1066 to 1087. His victory at Hastings and his coronation in Westminster Abbey on Christmas Day 1066 did not give him complete control of England. In 1086, William commissioned the Domesday Book to record land holdings for the assessment of taxes and other dues. William spent long periods in Normandy to maintain his authority there, dealing with rebellions and French invasions. William died in 1087 in Normandy, leaving his duchy to his eldest son, Robert, and England to his next surviving son, William Rufus. The other famous sovereign is Henry VIII, reigned 1509 to 47, who was 17 when he became king. Henry had 6 wives. His first one, Catherine of Aragon, provided him with a daughter, Mary, but no male heir. In order to divorce her, he broke with the Roman Catholic Church and declared himself supreme head of the Church of England. 5 subsequent marriages produced 2 children, Elizabeth, who became an outstanding Queen of England, and Edward. The break with Rome led to the dissolution of the monasteries and the beginnings of the English Reformation. Henry's involvement in European politics brought him into conflict with the Scots, who were defeated at Solway Moss in 1542. Control of Wales was strengthened by the Acts of Union of 1536 and 1542, which united England and Wales administratively and legally. These acts gave Wales representation in Parliament. Henry died in 1547, leaving his sickly 10-year-old son to inherit the throne as Edward VI. Mary I, reigned 1553 to 58, was the first queen regnant, that is, a queen reigning in her own right rather than a queen through a marriage to a king. Courageous and stubborn, her character was moulded by her earlier years. An Act of Parliament in 1533 had declared her illegitimate and removed her from succession to the throne. Aged 37, Mary wished to marry and have children, thus leaving a Catholic heir to consolidate her religious reforms. She wanted to remove her half-sister Elizabeth from direct succession. Mary's decision to marry Philip, King of Spain, in 1554 was very unpopular. The marriage was childless. Philip spent most of it in Spain. England obtained no share in the Spanish monopolies in New World trade, and the alliance with Spain dragged England into a war with France. Popular discontent grew when Calais was captured by the French in 1558. Dogged by ill health, Mary died later that year, possibly from cancer, leaving the crown to her half-sister, Elizabeth. Elizabeth I, the Virgin Queen, reigned 1558 to 1603, daughter of Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn, returned England to Protestantism. She refused to marry or name her successor, as marriage could have created foreign alliance difficulties. Her rightful heir was her cousin, Mary, Queen of Scots. Although in 1588 the Spanish army wanted to invade England, it was defeated by the British Navy led by Sir Francis Drake. Sir Walter Raleigh, the founder of the first English colony in North America, called it Virginia in honour of the Queen. And also, the Elizabethan Age is named after her. Elizabeth died in 1603, still refusing to name her successor.